Chapter 8. Four people. Three of them dead. That Sunday, Mitch went to visit his brother Ray in prison again. There was some information he wanted. They chatted for a while, and then Mitch said, "You once told me in a letter that you knew a prisoner who used to be a cop in Memphis and now works there as a private investigator? I can't remember his name."
"Eddie Lomax. Yeah. Cops are hated in here. I helped him out once in a fight. They were killing him. We became friends. He still writes to me. He's been out about 3 years now."
"Thanks."
"Why do you need him?"
"A lawyer friend's wife is cheating on him."
"Is Lomax good?"
"Yeah, I think so. He's made some money anyway. You'll find him in the phone book."
A guard walked by and reminded them that it was nearly time for visitors to leave.
"Is there anything I can send you?" asked Mitch. "Any language tapes?"
Ray had learned several languages while he was in prison.
"Yeah, something on Greek, please. And a picture of Abby. And of your house. You're the first McDear in 100 years to own a house."
"Okay. I'll see you next month."
Lomax's secretary, Tammy, was blonde, about 40 years old, but still sexy. She wore short skirts and a low-cut blouse. She kept crossing and uncrossing her legs while Mitch was waiting for Lomax to get off the phone. When Mitch eventually got into the office, Lomax stood up behind his desk and held out his hand.
"So, you're Mitchell McDear. It's good to meet you."
"My pleasure," Mitch said.
"I saw Ray on Sunday. I feel like I've known you for years. He talked about you all the time. You look just like him, too.
Now, what can I do for you? Have you got trouble with your wife?"
"No, nothing like that. I need some information about four people. Three of them are dead."
Mitch told him about the three dead lawyers from Bendini, Lambert, and Locke.
"I want to know if there's anything odd about their deaths," he said.
"Sounds interesting. What about the fourth person?"
"He's called Wayne Terrence. He's an FBI agent here in Memphis."
"FBI? That'll cost you more."
"Okay. This must all be absolutely secret, Eddie. I'm trusting you. And don't call me at home or at the office. I suspect I'm being watched very closely."
"By whom?"
"I wish I knew."